There are long queues along roads on the south coast of New South Wales as thousands try to leave the area ahead of dangerous bushfire conditions this weekend. The mass exodus began after authorities declared a tourist leave zone for an almost 200-kilometre stretch of coastline to the Victorian border. Large sections of the Princes Highway have now reopened, but getting out of the area is still proving incredibly difficult for some. Our reporter Gavin Coote is at Ulla Dulla on the south coast. Gavin, can you tell us a little bit more about what this term tourist leave zone actually means?
Well, Sam, it's a pretty uncommon sort of measure that the authorities have taken because this is such a popular holiday spot and some people have persisted in staying through the ongoing fire conditions this week. They don't want to take any chances this weekend. And of course, they're predicting same or worse conditions this weekend than we saw on New Year's Eve, which were absolutely ferocious. And given the kind of strain that will put on the natural environment and towns and that the life endangering aspect, they don't want to be having to worry about tourists as well as locals trying to save lives and property. So even though those conditions are expected probably for another 48 hours, it won't happen. They're urging people to get out as soon as possible. If you don't live here, if you've got no need to be here, get out of the area. And that tourist leave zone covers an area all the way from Batemans Bay, about midway up the south coast, down to the Victorian border and inland for about 100 kilometres. And it is proving difficult to get out of areas, even though the Princes Highway has opened in many sections. There are other parts, access roads, that are still restricted access. So we're seeing police escorts where 20 or 30 people are allowed out of places like Lake Conjola and Sussex Inlet. So really trying to manage that situation and get people out well ahead of Saturday.
From what you're seeing, are most tourists heeding these warnings?
Well, I'm in Ulla Dulla, and that's a little bit up from Batemans Bay, where that was kind of the opened access point earlier today. Ulla Dulla had also been cut off from access, and if this is any indication where I am now, it's just complete gridlock all the way through town, over to the next town, Milton, and all the way down in Batemans Bay, further up at Nowra. It's just complete gridlock, and I've just driven about 30 kilometres where it's been almost bumper to bumper, at a standstill. So if that's any indication, it appears people are really getting out as soon as possible. We're talking thousands of people with boats and caravans. And of course, given, you know, the fuel shortages, that's been easier said than done for some. So many have been waiting back in bigger centres like Batemans Bay and here in Ulla Dulla, waiting to fill up fuel because petrol stations have been running short. We've seen even in places like Batemans Bay, they've been imposing a $60 fuel limit to ensure that they can ration their current supplies amongst those who need it. I ran into Jo, she's been at Depot Beach. That's just 30 kilometres south of here at Ulla Dulla. And she's been caught up in this gridlock. It's taken about 3 or 4 hours to move that 30-odd Ks.
It's been the first day that we've finally been able to go. The road's open, so let's try.
Pretty steady crawl, I imagine.
It is. It's been a bit... We left around 7, so we haven't gone very far.
How are you doing for fuel?
We managed to get some diesel. We pulled into a diesel place, and I think they'd just got a delivery, so that was really lucky. And we were running out of food as well, so we decided we'd go.
And have you been planning to stick around before that warning came out from the New South Wales Rural Fire Service to get out before the weekend?
Well, we would have stayed if we didn't have the two grandchildren with us, for sure. Because Depot Beach now, the fire's already gone through. Even though there were fires sparking up all over the place, you could see the smoke all over the place, we thought we were in the safest place along the coast. But we couldn't even see the beach, and we live only 50 metres to the beach.
Tourist Joe speaking to our reporter Gavin Coote there.